Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively one half of one way through a delicious Tommy's margarita. We are at Nacho Mama's.
I'm on number two.
Yeah, somebody's on number two. That's from what I understand. Allison Elliott is here. Steve Elliott is here. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I'm playing. It's Friday afternoon. We're going to be at Coco's next Friday with our mayor, Brandon Scott. And as a warm-up, I've brought my dear friend Steve Elliott, really chiropractic. Like, he's been taking care of my back. My back feels better just being in your presence. Maybe it was the Herradura in here. I'm not sure. Maybe it was the nachos. Maybe. I don't know.
50-50.
I got to get your microphone straight. You guys are going to drive me crazy. That's okay. I do this every Friday. I do it to Moeller every day of his life. And Moeller's begged off these Fridays, so Nancy Hafford had a good time. If you've missed any of it, find it all out at Baltimore Positive. We were at Greenmount Station last week. We're having crab cakes. I'm in Towson al fresco today, and serendipity's been the word I've been using a lot lately. You're aware of that from our time together in August and my back throwing out. I put this thing together to bring people together and tell stories. You've been a supporter of mine, a friend of mine, almost quarter of a century. This is my 30th anniversary in radio on December the 13th. It'll be 30 years for me.
Cool.
And Allison's been a part of this thing, and I've never had you on the show.
No. Nope.
You are... I'm going to be really honest. I have a wide swath of people. You're one of the more outspoken human beings I know, and you have no idea privately how much I love you. So now publicly, I don't need you to be the outspoken you.
Thank you.
Today. So I was going to take it in a different direction, but I just wanted to point that out before you get into the second drink and I make a wrong turn down a red street and mention that Confederate flag that I saw over on Eastern Shore, that I will hit the Marietta, Georgia, and you will come out.
Smyrna.
And you'll be hotter than Georgia asphalt, I'm sure. But I wanted to talk to both of you because we did rugby in the first segment. We talked about your practice and your history and our friendship and all that. One of the things I'd say about the two of you, not just beer drinkers and an interesting couple who works together all day, and I'm in one of those relationships now, working from home, that you guys do a lot of nature-y stuff. Like, we've always talked, you guys see me as this crazy guy going, you live a little vicariously through all this weird stuff that I do, and all these years I would come back, and what did you do this weekend? We went and walked in the woods. And, you know, to calm yourself, you put this moving water. You and Dan Rodericks are my Zen people.
Yep.
And I've now been fly fishing with Dan out in the Potomac. I would just say the outdoor thing this month of August. And my wife's about to climb mountains for a month. She's way more into it. But just this morning, the Today Show showed Swallow Falls out past Deep Creek Lake, mm-hmm. where it's a very easy hike. I mean, you don't have to be a hiker. I'm not a hiker. It's the walk. It's a trail. And it was one of the most beautiful places, dare I say, I've ever been, but certainly in the state of Maryland. Like, to me, and the leaves are changing. And I thought to myself, well, next time I'm getting adjustments from Steve now, because we always talk about this kind of ish, right?
Yeah.
When I'm in your office, we'll do a little politics, very little sports, but we're always talking about, hey, what'd you do? Did you have beer there? You went to a brewery. You guys do 50-year-old people stuff in various ways, but you were carried drunk out of here at Schaefer's back in the day.
Oh, my gosh. What a segue that was. How did you get to me getting carried out of here drunk back in the day?
Well, because I mix it all together. But we've all had a lot of fun. We've all done a lot of things. And I'm moving into this weird space in my life, right? You've known my son since he was this big. My kid's 37. He's older than your kids.
Yep.
And, you know, through all of this, doing the crab cake tour and having you be a part of it, not just as a sponsor friend, but on the show, this whole thing has been about seeing new stuff and seeing the world through eyes of friends and saying, all right, I've done golf. I've been to a golf tournament. Do I want to do golf? Probably not. I played tennis, and with my back hurting here today, and I loved it. I did a 30-minute segment yesterday with Mike Rosenfeld, who is my web doctor and my chief digital officer, on pickleball. I don't even know what pickleball is.
It's the thing.
Right. This is where you mentioned the athletic club and Nautilus. When's the last time the word Nautilus came through your lips, right?
Long time.
Or racquetball. I talked about racquetball. And I'm thinking, this is the stuff people are doing. So you guys, whether you know it or not, and I want to give you full love, you were a little inspired and an inspirational part of the Crab Cake Tour, of driving down roads in the Eastern Shore that you've ridden a bike down or you've played rugby on or whatever, and exploring the world a little more. So there, I'll give you that for your zen to keep her away from talking about Donald Trump.
I've got a better idea.
Okay, and this let her
will
talk
keep,
about
this,
Donald
no,
Trump.
No, this no, will okay. keep her from talking about that. But that whole thing about just trying stuff out, going around and doing stuff. When Allison was 49 years old, which was just yesterday, when she was 49 years old, we came across an article of the best
the Baltimore Sun.
In the Baltimore Sun, the best 50 bars in Baltimore proper. And she looked at me, she said, I want to go to every one of those bars before I turn 50. And we hit
I remember this.
Yeah. Yep. And we called it
last year.
We called it the 50 Before 50 Tour. And it was her baby.
Yep. And we would...
Which place had the best beer? I get that with the crab cakes now.
No, we would just pick. We would do a location thing, and we would go, like, try to clump three or four of them that were near each other. And then I'd post it out, and I'd say, here's where we're going to be this week.
Come by and have a honey ale. Yep.
Who wants to come with us?
Come have a pumpkin
us?
Something, something, something.
Who wants to join us? Who wants to do... And it was the most... fascinating tour because
it wasn't about the beer.
And we didn't do a lot of beer back then. It was, you know, and I'm still a bourbon drinker, but it was more
that
about
looks like margarita. Okay,
that is a margarita.
That's today,
but
it's Mexican bourbon.
I like tequila too. It was more just about finding neighborhood bars because some of them were neighborhood bars, some of them were gay bars,
and this was Baltimore Sun.
This was Baltimore okay. Sun. And it was just all
Baltimore
these...
Magazine did crab cakes a couple years ago, yep. And I didn't do their list,
right.
But I considered it. I did places on their list, right? Baltimore Magazine gave best crab cake to the Boatyard down in Annapolis, and he came on my show with the governor and said he felt guilty that Baltimore Magazine, you don't have to pick my crab cake because I'm in Annapolis, yeah. You know, pick a Baltimore. But literally, they went through the state, and you know, I had Ron Cassie and Max on, that when those lists come out, whether it's Yelp or TripAdvisor, I live my life on a Google map. I was in Omaha, Nebraska the other day. I was in Omaha because I had never been in Nebraska, and Jane gave me a raft of ish. You saw this online, right?
Yep.
Whether you've been in a state or not. So if you land in Albuquerque, you do 5 hours in
Airport
Albuquerque.
Does not count, Nestor. Airport does not count. I'm going to put my two cents in.
Well, I got out of the airport in Nebraska for the first time. And I like stayed in a hotel room.
That counts.
And I went to like a bar. So I asked people for Omaha advice, and five people told me to go to this steakhouse. And it's a business person steakhouse, 72nd Street. I had to take a $12 Uber, you know, out the other side. I tried to get on a bus. I couldn't get on a bus. And seeing the world and just seeing people are like, why'd you go to Omaha? Well, the Eagles were there, but that like was that was the destination. That wasn't the journey, right? So the beer and these lists and these things, they become something you do. Deep Creek Lake was a concept, and the crab cake at the Dutch's Silver Tree was a concept. But the whole idea was the road on the way out there and the antique shop I went into in Oakland and was looking for a Louis Aparicio cup, you know, from 1970. That's what this is.
It was the people that we met much more than the bars that we went to.
So you picked a bar in Columbia, so let's call our Columbia friends and have them meet us?
Well, not even that. We just put it out
we
there.
We just threw it out on social media and said, this is where we're going. Who wants to show up?
Who wants to show up with us? And so it was different people, but I'm talking about people that we met in the bars because we always would talk to either the bartenders or the patrons, or we made it a point to converse with people who were regulars in whatever
bar. Oh, you wanted to meet strangers, basically.
We wanted to find out why this place was so cool.
Yeah, why was it on the 50 list?
Okay. Now, these were considered bars, so was it mixology, a certain drink, or a vibe of the bar?
Or was it
the munchies
everything.
At the bar?
It was so varied. There were urban clubs. Corner dive bars, you know, gay bars, as you said, restaurant bars, you know, bars where restaurant people would go because it was like
a foodie place.
Yeah. Restaurant employees.
They would go after hours.
Industry.
Industry.
Okay.
And so it was just really very interesting and quite varied, and we hit them all.
And we always made it a point to talk to either the bartender or the owner or people that were sitting at the bar, or we would not just you know, the people that joined us, but we would incorporate anybody who was already there. I made some enemies because I got very irate one night.
Jeez. Was it the Confederate flag on the wall?
No, it was. They were
gender related issue.
It was music. I took offense to the music they were playing.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, you know, that can happen in the bar. Allison Elliott's here. Steve Elliott's here. They're Elliott Chiropractic Family Lab. And so I didn't realize we were going to go into this 50 bar thing, but like along that road came some of the videos of Babbling Brooks and Fields and Hayrides. I mean, I'll give a free plug here. When I was a little boy, and I remember this, I was in first grade, we did a pumpkin patch crawls. I'm about 1973, 74, right? At Weber's Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I've been coming getting my back adjusted by you. My radio station overlooks that area. But because of where it sits, I hadn't been there in my lifetime.
74.
Until 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we discovered the apple cider donuts. My wife, like, we would go over there. But, you know, it is amazing how close things can be that you discover that you don't know about. Like, I've discovered peach cake the last 5 years. Now, I didn't discover it. My father loved peaches, and he bought this peach cake at the J.K. Bakery. The Trzeski family had that over in right on the county city border at Eastern Avenue. It became the Raven store, but it was a bakery. All of my childhood, we went to Our Lady of Fatima. And I didn't know what it was. Just now I remember it, and I didn't like it then. It wasn't sweet enough.
Right.
When you're a kid, you wanted a honey dip or you wanted a sugary thing or whatever. And I guess part of being in my 50s now is this wild discovery of, like, why in the F would I pick Omaha to see the Eagles other than the $69 flight that was there, right? Like, and you know, and I'm like, I just want to see new things. And I hadn't been to Iowa when I crossed the bridge. I crossed the Iowa Bridge. Now, tell me if I've been to Iowa. Okay, you ready? Went to Omaha. I walked across the bridge, hence my back, chiropractor, Dr. Steve. And halfway through the bridge, it's the Bob Carey Bridge. It's called the Bob. Do you know about this?
Nope.
They built this bridge in 2009. It is beautiful, right? So it's this really elegant piece of structure. I'll show you the bridge. Oh. There's the bridge for everybody if you want to see it. It's called the Bob, and this is the bridge that links Iowa to Nebraska, and it's literally downtown Omaha sits right in the middle of the bridge, right? So if you cross the bridge, they literally have, this is Iowa and this is Nebraska. So I went across the bridge, and you can't take the scooters, no motorized. You have to walk or take a bike, right? So I get over to Iowa. They've got this beautiful, welcoming structure park thing, and it's very flat. You can see Omaha. I mean, it's 4 minutes across the bridge. It's not a. It's the Missouri River, but it's not the Bay Bridge. It's a nice little healthy.
Yeah.
You could hit a golf ball across it, but you could maybe throw a baseball, but not a football, right? So I get to the other side, and I'm like, all right, what would facilitate full Allison high bar for me visiting Iowa? And I thought, you know what? If I pee here, right? So I went to the bathroom, locked. So I went over there, and I'm like, if I don't pee here, I didn't buy anything here, but I'm here, and I got a picture of being here, and it wasn't an airport.
It wasn't an airport.
Okay?
I'm okay with that.
It wasn't an airport. Have I been to Iowa? I have a picture. So I didn't pee. I didn't stay long.
I think
because I had to pee.
I think it counts.
It counts. If you stepped on there outside of an airport, then it counts for me.
You know what I did? I hit Jack Krabby today. I love you, Jack. Jack runs a 105.7, The Fan, and their Terps coverage. They're down at College Park right now talking about the Terps. So Jack, I hit him today because I love Jack. And I said, good luck tonight against Iowa because the Terps are playing Iowa tonight. I said, look. I tried to pee in Iowa and they wouldn't let me. And
there's a very high bar there. They're not letting you in to pee.
Well, if I pee in the Missouri River, do I now in Missouri? I don't know. I mean, it's not the Nebraska River or the Iowa River. I was in Missouri the night before. It doesn't matter. I was already there. So I added on this trip Nebraska and Iowa. So you added 50 bars.
Yep.
My advice on Omaha?
Go to the bars.
It's probably the advice you expect me to give you on Omaha. You know what I mean? If you're trying to add a state, you know, it's a good place to go. You go on a football game, maybe go to Lincoln. But I didn't have a bad time. I mean, we'd love it. Here's what I got from the Midwest, okay, and you're Southern. When I blew my back out and Dr. Steve had to take care of me, okay, this is God's honest truth. I had my bag. I took a subway from St. Louis downtown into the hook of the L to go to a famous frozen custard place. It's called Ted Drew's. The reason my back hurts and you're adjusting me is because I wanted to get a Hawaiian delight that I've had once in my life in 2015 on the baseball tour. Howard Balzer sent me in there. It was so good. You know how good it was? Mick Jagger shouted it out on stage Sunday. Mick Jagger went there. Okay? That's how famous this place is. They sell it in the airport, and I purposely, if I can take a Southwest flight to Phoenix, and I can't go nonstop, and I can stop in Nashville, St. Louis, I always stop in St. Louis. Because they have a $6 Ted Drew's frozen custard machine. This is the things you learn on this program, okay?
Just
used to have three flavors, and now has six. So you can get cookies and cream. I got Heath Bar the other day. All right? I got the cookies and cream in the St. Louis airport, put it in my bag, flew to Omaha, landed in Omaha, took an Uber to my room, and it was still frozen.
Wow.
All right?
That's impressive.
So this is all true. So Ted Drew's, I was going to, I got a Heath Bar in the airport, and I put it in my room, and I ate it. And then I wanted to get a Hawaiian Delight, and I had to take the subway, or it was like an $18 Uber, and I thought, I'm going to take the subway because, like, I just want to see the, I want to see St. Louis this way. I've never been on it that way. So I get on the Uber, and I got my bag. And my bag, you know, weighed 40, 50 pounds. And I had my backpack with my computer and, like, stuff on it. And I carried it from a subway stop at the end of the line in suburban St. Louis, but not. It looked like Parkville. It, you know, like, from a housing standpoint, it looked like Catonsville. It wasn't upper class, it wasn't lower class, it wasn't black, it wasn't white. It had been there a long time. So, you know, I get off the subway and I got to walk 0.9 miles, okay? Through, literally a neighborhood. I could have been walking through Dundalk. I'm walking through the neighborhood, and it's as I walk through this suburban St. Louis neighborhood, it was 4:30 in the afternoon, so people were out cutting the grass or whatever. Every single person I saw, and I saw 12 people. Said hello to me.
Yep.
Walking in the middle of their street.
Yep.
With a backpack, and I think they know I'm going to get frozen custard. You know what I mean? It's a famous place. I think, oh, asshole with a suitcase coming from the subway station. He's going up to get frozen custard on his way to the airport. And then they saw me 20 minutes later walking back down. They said hello again. Three people saw me going up and back when I injured my back. Go to the LA Chiropractic Life Center, Joppa Road, Tassel. But people are friendly, and you got to get out to see this. So I can rag on Omaha, I can have fun with, you know, I can even have fun with Sparrows Point if I want, but I go there.
One of my best friends is from St. Louis. And he is the nicest man you will ever meet in your life.
Like Mark Viviano. So he's the nicest man ever.
Absolutely. And I think it's fabulous that people are willing to actually look at somebody in the eye and say hello to them.
Right? Everybody did it.
And it's part of their culture.
Clearly. I am like, in the South, you grew up in the South.
Yes.
There's a lot of
I'm from the South, yes. I'm a Georgia girl.
But people are friendly there.
Oh, yes.
And it is different than here or New York or Philadelphia or New Jersey.
But when we're saying hi, we're giving you the side eye, too. So.
Yeah, well, that's Minnesota nice, right? You know what I mean? These people weren't saying hi to me because they thought I was going to rob their house or I had a gun. Of course, you know, maybe I look more like them than somebody else down the street with dreadlocks would have looked. I don't know. But, and I wondered. I literally wondered because I did see the Trump signs in the windows. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're everywhere, right? And I figured if I Google map this on the New York Times, I will see that these people do not vote with me, but there is a kindness that I don't have. Now, I do, because I'm a talker. I say hello to everybody. I mean, I spent the afternoon regaling the people at the Omaha Steakhouse and BS, and they were showing me their pictures of Steven Tyler when he was in the bar. You know, like, it became a thing, right? So I do meet people. I'm not introverted in any way, but there's also the point where you're walking down a street. Would you expect somebody to yell in the window hello to you right now if they didn't know you here?
Nope.
You'd think, what's wrong with them, right? And the truth is, what's wrong with us?
Right. Yeah, most of the time in the Northeast, if somebody looks at you and says hello, you think you owe them money.
I know you.
Right, exactly.
What? You're talking to me.
Right. What? What?
You're talking to me. Yeah. But so I got a little piece of that, and I felt like the South, my mother from the South, I felt like, all right, that's why I came, so I can go on the radio and tell these kind of stories about doing this kind of stuff and walking to Iowa when they would let me in to pee, but I hope the Terps beat them.
Yeah, sure. I would say that your thought process about if you had dreadlocks and looked a little bit differently than you did.
How would I have been treated? Right. Would I? Right. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
That's a valid question.
If I look more Mexican, I don't know. Yeah. But I would hope that they would just say hello. And I want to believe that, right?
I want to believe it,
but
too.
But I couldn't get over that it happened. And I'll be telling that story forever. I'm like, I was just a dude walking with a bag at sundown to get a frozen custard.
I think it's important that we ask ourselves that question as well. You know, that question you just had about would I be treated differently? Because I think that allows us to relate to people that say, well, I've been treated differently.
Sure.
Right? And may allow us to, like, have a little bit more connection with that person to understand.
I've shared some pretty graphic images recently of this. If you saw me sharing some images of who was in the shackles and who had the guns and who were the sharecroppers and who were the lords, right? So, you know, I think we've moved to a different place where I think there is a conversation, and I'm having it right now, right?
If nothing else, maybe it should push you towards saying hello to more people, whether they look like you or not. But
yes.
You
oh, absolutely.
That.
Hey, look, I'll be candid. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I spent time everywhere in the state. You know that. And there were times I crossed places on the Eastern Shore or Western Maryland where I saw just gruesome anti-American stuff to me. I mean, you're flying a Confederate flag 200 years after the war. You know, my mother's grandfather fought in the war, has a plaque on the square in Abbeville. You know, my mother's grandfather was a Civil War hero in South Carolina. And I have cousins in Augusta, Georgia.
I have relatives
who are ready
too.
To get their guns and make sure this little plaque, it's a little plaque for, you know, Grandfather Thompson, Colonel Thompson, you know, from Abbeville, South Carolina. And I don't know what to do about that, but I was in Talbot County when the statue went down over there. Like, literally, mm-hmm. I was there the day it happened, in, you know, in the middle of all of that. And I tell people one of the best crab cakes I had is a shout-out for Suicide Bridge. Kind of a weird name, but a beautiful place, right? And we talk about how far off the road you go to get to apple cider, right? Mm-hmm. This is 10 minutes tops from where you've been 100 times in your life, where the Hyatt Cambridge is, right? Like, you're on 50, you just make a left, and you go north. I think it's Route 36. You can look it up. Suicide Bridge in Hurlock, Maryland, H-U-R-L-O-C-K.
Yep.
It's right next to Secretary, Maryland. If you go to Secretary, Maryland, I promise you, every house has a Trump flag, and then you make the left to go to Hurlock, and I swear to you, there is a Confederate flag the size of Nacho Mama's flying in like an American flag flies in Kansas, you know, on the side of the road. And I'm like, we just got a lot of work to do. Yeah, that's all. I mean, and it really is about, hi, you know, it's about communication.
Yep.
So I learned that in a very, very red kind of weird way when I got in the back seats of Ubers and I was getting shamed for wearing a mask. I've talked about that openly this week on the Recon with Don. And we're just living in a different time. I got shamed for being here today because they thought it would be crowded.
It's an interesting time.
Well, you've been in a medical place, right? I mean, talk about your practice a little bit in that way, keeping it safe for people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we sort of had to do that work to make sure that everybody was safe from exposure. And we sanitized our brains out, right, for 8 months, 10 months, a year. You know, we had to wear masks and you know, everybody
wiping everything down.
Only one person in the office at a time. Now,
and you were an early vaccine person because you were in the medical space, right?
It didn't work out as early as we thought it was going to be because there was, I don't know, some sort of glitches with regard to contacting us and those sorts of things. So,
but I remember you waiting on a vaccine. I remember visiting you when my back hurt in the middle of this, and we're like, all you know,
we were really waiting to find out what was going on, and still we were still waiting. Eventually, that whole thing's been settled out.
Right.
So, but it's just a really interesting time for all of this. The problem, I think, is that there's politicization or politicizing things that in the past were not. Now, I say that. It's probably naive of me to say
medicine's
that.
Medicine's always been politicized. Everything like, look at marijuana. Everything look at cannabis, is right off the bat. Right?
Everything is political, and all politics is local. And I guess the issue is that politics can be used to divide far more often than it's used to unite people. We have a tendency to use crisis to unite people and politics to divide people. So and who wants to go through crisis after crisis in order to stay united? It's tough. It's a tough way to live. So
well, we've all thought about 9/11 and where the country felt.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And then, you know, we pull out of the Middle East to find out maybe we should have felt a little differently. Maybe
yes.
we should have acted a little differently. Maybe the next time. I mean, yes. I think all of us in life, when we make mistakes or have things go wrong, you look at it and say, how would I react differently if that happened now? As opposed to what I know now. Hopefully you know more now than you knew then. And I'm hoping these people that somehow think they know more, that we are not in alignment with right now, that this thing can come back together. Because I think, and look, I had Nancy here 2 hours ago. We were on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I had Nancy Haffer from Chamber of Commerce. Last time I had Nancy on was in a Zoom. She was ashen. Like, all these businesses were closed.
They were.
Year and a half, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And she was borderline tearish, which is really weird for her. Don and I have known her forever. We were like, oh my God, like, Nancy, this is heavy for everybody. Because
mm-hmm.
Nancy's mispositive. Everybody, yeah. It'd be like me not being upbeat. People get weirded out when I'm not upbeat, right? But I think that we're all feeling like, all right, we made it through this, right? Now how are we going to readjust to this? But how are we going to go forward in life without these masks and with things open and, you know, a full society? And I think we're all working toward that.
I think so, too.
I'm working toward that by showing up in Nebraska and showing up on the Eastern Shore and trying to say, what do you believe and why? What do you believe and why? And I think this is social studies course what I'm doing.
I just think giving people the benefit of the doubt and being a little more open, not being so about it, just, you know, hey, if you've got a mask on, it's not a big. It's not hurting me.
Yeah.
I wear a mask. I shouldn't have somebody go give me a nasty look.
When the guy, in my Uber in Omaha, he was clearly on the right side of the dial, right? But everything on the Uber app says wear a mask. You're gonna have a mask. The driver's gonna have a mask. He shows up, says you don't need a mask, and I'm like,
that's okay,
dude. You don't know where I've been. That's what I said to him. I've been in 24 counties. I've been in Las Vegas. I've been at Nacho Mama's. I've been in Steve's office. You don't know where I've been.
Right.
And I mean, not even to equate it to like the sex life when you're 24, but like I'll wear one. You wear one. We can elbow bump. I don't, you know, we're all cool. And then we can all go to bed tonight knowing like we're all cool. You know, and like that's how I've tried to feel about it. And especially in spaces, elevators. We have breeze coming in here. If this were a low ceiling in my old Five Light Street Studios at WITH, I wouldn't do it in here, right? I was in your office earlier today and put a mask on just because I want to be respectful, because people can see me on the internet doing stuff. And if I had to be contact traced over the last 72 hours, the way the Koreans were doing it, the right way, the way it was supposed to be done, it would be over with, like it is in Portugal or New Zealand, where it never happened because they're educated people, which I'm trying to get onto the pathway here, which is why I go to these places.
I think a lot of this just really comes down to being kind and being courteous. And I think that, you know, if somebody wants to wear a mask or whatever that might be, then we can be kind and allow them.
I really do it for the other person, because I have been, I've been circulating, right? And when I say circulating, elbow, I mean, I'm a real prick about this. I think you guys know this. I mean, people were hugging up on my wife at the trifecta. I'm like, no offense, and I'm not a jealous, I'm the last, you hug her, you're hugging me, and like, no bueno. No bueno, you know. Same way with me being in Omaha.
Your wife has some medical stuff that she should be a little more careful anyway.
Well, I'm not polite, you know. I mean, I got into it with a friend who was putting his hand up in my face, and I'm like, dude, this isn't good. Like, I'm going to ask you once, I'm going to tell you twice, and the third time, we're not in Dundalk anymore, bro. This is, you know, We're just not. We're not playing games. Get your hand out of my face. So I've had some issues with people, and I don't want them. I want to be kind to people, and I want to, you know, when they see the mask, they should say, oh, he's protecting me because he's been circulating. Right? Period.
Nestor, how many discussions have we had about boundaries and consent over the years?
Oh,
that's all
oh,
this is.
Oh, next
been...
time we're going to do boundaries and consent.
Not tonight. Another time.
Third drink. Steve Elliott's here, Elliott Chiropractic Life. We're going to have a crab cake, I swear, on this tour. Although they were trying to sell me on the crab cake with the shrimp, like the club.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to ownership here, find out what I'm going to do here, but I'm going to have me a crab cake. My thanks to Allison and Steve and everybody that stopped by today, Nancy Hafford. We're going to visit with Jen Fidelli and Jason from the kitchen here at Nacho Mama's. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, inspired by the journey for adventure.
It's a great journey.
And not the destination.
Nope.
Although the destination doesn't suck. We're in Nacho Mama's. We're in Towson. You can visit Steve. You need your back adjusted. You can do the Baltimore. This is a really nice Hawaiian shirt, dude. It's almost Orioles issue is what I would
yes.
call it.
Yeah, it's that sort of quality, pal.
Is it only coming extra large?
Gigantic and enormous.
Do you remember when we used to talk about the Orioles?
Who?
You and I almost went to a game once.
I know, yeah.
I have seen you in the upper deck in purple, so I do know you have that, Jones. Come visit the Elliott Chiropractic Life Center. They're my friends, and it can be your friends, too. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is presented by our friends at Wise Markets. We call these wise conversations, not as good as consent, and you know, but we'll get to that in the next segment. Food is coming, although I've already done nachos and wings and Brussels. The Brussels sprouts were really good. I want to hold them up and show you that I ate my greens. Although you had a couple, didn't you?
Yes.
They were really good. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. Back for more from Towson and Nacho Mama's. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.